Well, again, today our Spring Fellowship 2018, and we had a message this morning out of Jeremiah chapter 9. And what I'd like to do when we come back together for just a brief time is I'd like to do something that reflects on the morning message. I've called the message, Boast in the Lord. The text we'll be really looking at is 1 Corinthians 1. But if you don't mind, would you please open up, please, to Jeremiah chapter 9? And what I'd like to do this afternoon is just briefly review the two main points we saw in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 through 24, ask a question or two about that text, and then go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So this morning we had a message called Boast in Yahweh, and it was taken from Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 through 24. I'll read that now. Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast of his might, let not a rich man boast of his riches. And so we had our first point of the morning message, don't boast in what you have. And again, I tried to make it very clear, there is absolutely nothing wrong with being blessed with wisdom, might, or riches. Those are not bad things. But Jeremiah, the Lord speaking through Jeremiah, says don't boast in those things. So we saw the first point, don't boast in what you have. And then we went on to verse 24, but let him who boasts, boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, Yahweh, who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for I delight in these things, declares the Lord. So our second point is, boast in whom you know. And who do we know? We know the Lord. And I called the message again this morning, boast in Yahweh, using the Holman Christian Standard Bible translation, the one who boasts should boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Yahweh. Now, here's the question of the afternoon. Question, should we boast that we know Yahweh? The Bible makes it very clear there in Jeremiah that we're not to boast in our wisdom, might, or riches. But the text does say that he who boasts what? Would boast that he understands and knows me. So should we boast that we know the Lord? Well, this text of Scripture is quoted a couple of times in the New Testament. And I'd like to take our attention now to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So if you're not there already, we're leaving Jeremiah and we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where we will see a quote of the text that we've just looked at. You'll notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, way at the end of the chapter, notice verse 29, so that no man may boast before God. Notice verse 31, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. So here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we have a quote from Jeremiah chapter 9, which is going to help us, I trust, answer the question, should we boast that we know the Lord? Well, the first point I'd like to make from the text is this. We can boast that God chose to reveal himself to us. And let me see if I can make that clear from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll try to highlight a few words. I begin reading in verse 26, 1 Corinthians 1. For consider your calling, brethren. Pause. Notice, according to Paul, verse 26, Christianity is a calling. Everyone's not called. So if I'm a Christian, it's because I'm called. Paul says, think about that a little bit. Consider your calling. And there'll be all kinds of theological debate that relates to that, which is not my concern right now. It's just if I take the Bible at face value, I am a Christian because I was called. The Bible says, for consider your calling, brethren. Those who are called are the brethren. The brethren are equal to the called. Once again, if my faith is in Jesus Christ, if I am one of these people that knows Christ, it's because I have received a calling. Verse 26. Paul continues. There were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. Verse 27. But God has chosen. Notice that word chosen. There are certain people that God chooses to be his own. Some are chosen. Some are not. All kinds of theological debate, not my concern right now. But if I take the Scripture seriously, I realize if I'm one of the brethren, one of God's beloved, verse 26, I'm one of the called. Verse 27, I'm one of the chosen. Let me read a little farther in verse 27. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen, there it is a second time, verse 27, the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised God has, here it comes a third time, chosen the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are. So I'm asking the question, should we boast that we know Yahweh? Well, I certainly can't boast that I'm a kind of person who somehow knows God because I'm better than the next guy, smarter than the next guy, more insightful than the next guy, or sensitive than the next guy. Because this text tells me why I know God. I know God, verse 26, because of the calling that I've received. I know God because of verse 27, twice, I have been chosen. Verse 28, one more time, I have been chosen. So I begin to answer this question, should we boast that we know Yahweh, with this answer. I can't really boast in that. I can't take credit for my salvation, because the Apostle Paul makes it very clear that I am a person who's received a calling. I am a person who's chosen. That's true of anybody who knows Christ. So number one, the way I've worded this is, we can boast that God chose to reveal himself to us. I can't really even boast in the fact that I know Yahweh, emphasis on I did something. If I boast in anything, I would boast that God chose to reveal himself to me. Which then maybe changes the question, because people will say, well, then, Greg, are you saying we should boast that we are among those that have been called? We are among those who have been chosen. Would we boast in that? Well, I think there's an answer to that in the text. I'm not sure it's something you want to boast in. You say, what do you mean? Well, it's my second point. Whom does God choose? Whom does God call? The text makes that very clear. Let's begin at verse 26 again. For consider your calling, brethren. There were not many wise according to the flesh. Out of the people whom God calls for salvation, not many are wise. Second half of verse 26, not many mighty. End of verse 26, not many noble. Wow. Whom does God choose for salvation? Not many wise, mighty, or noble. I'm thinking, wow, I'm not sure I like where this is going. Oh, it gets worse. Or better, depending how you look at verse 27. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are. If you count yourself, verse 26, among the brethren, your faith is in Jesus. You're a follower of Christ. You've been born again. Paul makes it clear you are one of the called. You are one of the chosen. And you are among an elect group of people that are characterized as being foolish, weak, debased, and despised. That's me. Now, should we boast in that? I don't know. I'm just telling you, this is what the Bible says. See, I'm asking a question, should we boast that we know Yahweh? Well, I certainly can't boast that somehow I figured this out. God is the one who chooses me. Should we boast that we're among the chosen? If you want to boast that you're foolish, weak, debased, and despised, go for it. But that's who you are if you're a Christian. And if you would say to me, Greg, I know I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ. I don't think of myself as foolish, weak, debased, and despised. I don't mean this in a bad way. I would simply say then you think differently about yourself than God does. Because God chooses this type of people, these kinds of people. Why? Why does God do that? We don't do this. If I want to hire somebody to work on my truck or on my motorcycle, I want someone good. If I want to hire somebody to work on my house, maybe do some home improvements, I want someone good. If we as a church hire somebody to do some work around here, I don't know, just whatever work we might need done, we want someone good. And you might even ask for a reference, right? I'll give you an example. Someone from church texted me this week, "Hey, Greg, I need my house pressure washed. Do you know of anybody who's good at pressure washing?" Because he was thinking I would text them back and say, "Hey, I know somebody from the church and he's good." And there you go. And everybody would know he's good. He's good at pressure washing. Through the years, I've had some of you ask, "Hey, Greg, you know, when you get your truck work done or whatever, who works on your truck?" I'll say, "Well, I know of somebody, more than one person that I trust completely. They do a good job. And I appreciate them. And I'm giving them a pat on the back." That's what we do. It's not what God does. God doesn't choose the people we would choose. God chooses people like me that are foolish, weak, debased, and despised. Why? Look at verse 29. "So that no man may boast before God." When we take seriously the words of Scripture, then I go, "Wow, I used to think I was somebody until I got saved, and then I realized I'm nobody, because if I was somebody, I wouldn't be saved." God doesn't save somebodies. God saves nobodies. If you're not a nobody, you're not a Christian. The only kind of people God chooses are nobodies. Why? Because verse 29, "so that no man may boast before God." And then notice verse 31, "so that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." If our salvation was tied to the fact that God chooses us because we're somebody, then we would pat each other on the back and say, "Hey, you're an awesome mechanic," or "You're an awesome pressure washer. And you must be a pretty smart spiritual person because you chose Christ." But that's not the teaching of Scripture. The teaching of Scripture is God chooses foolish, weak, debased, despised people like us. And then he saves them so that all the glory goes to him and that we have no reason to boast in ourselves at all. You might say, "Greg, that's a little bit challenging." There's a lot of challenging things in the Bible. Many years ago, I came to a place in my life where I've just decided I want to know the Scripture, and whatever's here, I will preach. And I realize, even in just sharing this, that there will be some people that say, "I don't believe that." And I understand that. But I don't know what else to do with these words, because words have meaning and words are breathed out by God. This is what it says. So you might push back a little bit saying, "Greg, I'm still not into thinking of myself as foolish, weak, debased, and despised. Just so you know, I'm with you. I understand that. But I'm not sharing what I think. I'm sharing what God breathed out." And others might say, "I'm not really used to thinking of myself as one of the brethren because I've been called and chosen." I understand that. But I'm simply sharing what Paul makes clear, what the Scripture teaches. So if we're going to boast in anything, we should be boasting not really even in the fact that we know God. Maybe if I could word it just a little bit differently, maybe what God through Jeremiah is really saying is we can boast in that we're known by God. And I think that's very close to what Paul says seven chapters later in 1 Corinthians 8. Let me see if I can make the parallel clear. I'll have it on the screen, or if you want to go to 1 Corinthians 8, you're fine. Paul's writing, different context. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 1, "concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge." The Corinthians thought, "We know a lot. Then Paul warns them, knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. And that's true. That does tend to happen. If anyone supposes that he knows anything, he is not yet known as he ought to know. Now, let me just kind of paraphrase that real quick. Paul's saying, yeah, we all have knowledge. You know a lot. I know a lot. We need to be careful because knowledge tends to make arrogant. So be careful. If you think you know a lot, maybe he has not yet known as much as he should know. Paul, what should I know? Verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 8. If anyone loves God, he is known by him. You know what matters? What matters is not so much that I say I know God. What matters is that I'm known by God. And that God would reveal himself to me. That's what I should be boasting in. I can't even take credit for knowing God. There's nothing I can take credit for in my life that's good. Even the fact that I would come to know Jesus as my Savior is only because God has made himself known to me. So wrap this all up, and here's our devotional this afternoon. Should we boast? Well, we saw in Jeremiah 9, we should boast in what matters. Not what you have, but whom you know. And then you say, okay, so that means we should boast in Yahweh. That is true. Boast in a God who chooses foolish, weak, debased, and despised people to know him. People like me. And if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, people like you. And why does God do it that way? This is how God explains it through Paul. So that we don't boast in ourselves, so that we boast in the Lord. All of the glory goes to God. All of the glory goes to God. We've just come out of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and we love those five solas of the Reformation. You say, what is the last one? To God alone be the glory. That's why he made you. That's why he saved you. And that's why he's sanctifying you. And that's why we have come together this day to give him glory so that all of the glory goes to God. May that be so even in the things that we boast about. Let's pray.